This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you're like me, you've got more usernames and passwords than you do useful user accounts. They're hard to keep track of, and they are entry points for those who would steal your data. So maybe you get a password manager, and then if you're feeling extra saucy, maybe you get a home server to store all your information on your own cloud. But as this game of privacy cat and mouse continues, it starts to cost. Author and ProPublica reporter Julia Angwin is wondering if online privacy is becoming a luxury. Good. Julia, thanks for joining us.
It's so great to be here.
So first, can we define luxury good?
Well, I'm defining it as I paid way too much to protect my privacy last year.
How much? How much?
Almost $2,500.
Now, I get the impression that basically if you're a poor person, it's difficult for you to opt out.
Yeah, look, people who are like me, tech elites basically, are going to get these sophisticated tools to sort of really carefully manage our data. But the group of people who aren't empowered, don't have time or money to have these tools, are going to be what I call basically a giant sucker list.
I have to guess that I'm on a large number of sucker lists. This is interesting because a lot of Americans don't really care. Why should they care? And what specifically could a regular person do to discourage surveillance and data leveraging?
The average person should care because they probably have something that they would rather not have known about them. For instance, I would rather have it not known that, like, at 10 o'clock at night.
Wait. This is going to go on the radio. Okay,
yes,
no, sorry. Go ahead.
Like, that's often when I kind of do some bleary shopping for my kids' clothing. And I do not pay as much attention to price comparison at that time.
Okay.
That will be known.
Right. Then they'll start marketing towards you that fancy yogurt that you don't actually need.
Right. When you go online to a website, it dynamically creates itself that moment. There is no technological reason that it couldn't only show you the expensive yogurt, right?
Right.
In fact, that is very likely to start happening.
Julia Angwin is a senior reporter at ProPublica and the author of the book Dragnet Nation, A Quest for Privacy, Security, and Freedom in a World of Relentless Surveillance. Julia, thank you very much.
Thank you.